So we will convene, and please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The roll call, please, Lynn.
Yes, sir. Trustee Coleman?
Aye, present.
Trustee Dye?
Here.
Trustee Howard is absent. Trustee Quietek?
Here.
Trustee Lloyd?
Here.
Trustee Lubai?
He's here.
Trustee Lubai is coming in the door.
Oh, my.
Trustee Lupoli?
Here.
And we have no public participation requests.
Okay. We will turn this over to our esteemed counsel to give us an update on our items for approval.
I mean, before Rodney starts, I just wanted to say, thanks for coming together for this special meeting, and we're certainly excited about our one item here, this, partnership that we'll have at the airport to build this airframe and power plant. Program is really going to be a win-win, not only for the citizens of our county who get to get into a program that has a high demand, high wage, and I think also, we think this is going to help for economic development as well, as we, are in conversations with companies that want to relocate here. Locating this right at the airport where we can say, because, one of their one or number two question is there talent? And not only can we say, yes, we have it, but it's at your front door. So we really think it's going to be a very impactful program. So we're really, thankful that we worked out this arrangement with the airport and the county. And with that, I'll let Rodney take it over from there.
Great. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I have three agenda items to present and for your consideration. So depending on how you'd like to go forward, I can go over each one individually. You consider those items individually, separately, or I can go over those, and then the board can consider and decide on those as a slate.
I think, unless anybody has any objection, let's go ahead and do them one at a time, I think particularly with regard to the airframe and power plant contract. I think that is significant. It's a big one.
Sure. Sounds good. So the first item of the agenda is our agreement with CW Logistics, and it's essentially the Microsoft Enterprise licensing agreements, the renewal for this year, and that's in the amount of $202,374.13. We'd be happy to answer any questions you may have regarding this.
Do we have a motion?
To approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It is approved.
Great. Thank you. Next item we have is the land lease between the college and Volusia County and the airport. It is to build the facility on the land for the airframe power plant mechanics program. It is a 40-year lease with a 10-year option for a term of up to 50 years. The annual rent is $17,500, and beginning in year six, that rent increases 1% each year for the remainder of the term. So be happy to answer any questions that you may have as it relates to this.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? I would just like to say congratulations. I know this was not an easy task as far as negotiating and getting it here, but what this means for Daytona State College and for Embry-Riddle, for our community going forward, it's really an exceptional thing. And so congratulations and well done.
Thanks. Okay, next item.
Well, any further comment? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Approved.
Great. Thanks. Now the next item. So The next item is an amendment to the cell tower lease between the college and Cellco, which is Verizon. It basically extends the term of the cell tower lease for an additional 30 years. The annual rent will be $52,288.56. And beginning in the second year, that rent increases 2% every year for the remainder of the term. So we'd be happy to answer any questions you may have on that as well.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just a question in terms of the 2%, because obviously being a 30-year lease, is that something common with this type of a lease arrangement? Just wondering if other things that could happen from an economic standpoint was to impact us from a cost standpoint. Do we have a way of recuperating any cost?
As I understand it, that increase, that escalation is common. Our cell tower manager works with a number of vendors and on our towers, and I believe those escalations are included in the other agreements as well.
Since Gary brought up that point about potential costs that we might be impacted by, what potential costs could we be assuming? Are there any?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I think the towers have a bunch of people leasing, and I think they're responsible to maintain their equipment on there. Structurally, I think of the entire tower would be us, and it gets inspected and things from time to time, and pretty low maintenance from what I gather over the years. I mean, occasionally we have to do something, but I think we're it's in a pretty good position in terms of revenue versus expense.
And we're very certain that Verizon won't come and take additional space beyond the lease.
No, we have. There is language in that lease referring to that. So.
Very good. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Approved.
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay, finance and facilities.
Finance first.
Finances first. You should have gotten a separate line item there.
I agree.
He gets his own separate
trophy. That's all right.
We're a team, right? Share some space and time at the mic. Sorry there, Marty.
Yeah. All right. This one should be rather short. This is our annual deferred maintenance and personnel funding proposal. We normally bring it to the board in June, and it just got missed on our voluminous board agenda in June. So here we are in July. No harm, no foul. So this is a funding proposal. It comes out of our Fund 7 reserves. And to fund both RENREM, general renovation and remodeling projects, and also maintenance repair, and then the personnel side of it. So as you can see, we're asking the board to allocate $5,369,768, so $2,225,000 for renovation and remodeling, and $2.5 million for maintenance and repair, and then the $644,768 for salary and benefits for facilities planning payroll and benefits, which is common to come out of Fund 7. It was part of the Fund 7 budget, so you did see that number in June, but just not the allocation of the other two. I can tell you the $2.5 million and $2.25 million there are the same amounts that we used last year and set aside for those two sources there. So with that, be happy to answer any questions, or we just need board action on setting aside those funds from both capital improvement fee reserves and also board designated for the personnel piece.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Just a question, Marnie. In terms of, is there a certain calculation that you use to get at that 2.25 and 2.5, like a
Not anything like a percentage-wise, Gary, but we do look at trends and the history, and we've upped those amounts, some over time, especially on the maintenance repair. We can go through that pretty easily on let's say, a major HVAC repair, a roof, elevators, for instance. So some of those bigger-ticket items that we try to bring to the board or do out of a separate pot so that it doesn't exhaust all the renovation, the maintenance repair funds for carpeting, walls, and some of the smaller mechanical type systems and things of that nature. So, yeah, we look at historical trend, and if we have to up it, we'll up it. But it's been pretty solid. I can tell, like last year, this past fiscal year, the $2.5 million got us just through the year. It was right on. and the 2.25, it goes a little slower because it's REN-REM, it's actual projects, not just quick maintenance repair items. So we have those still from previous years that we work off the oldest allocation first, but it's nice to have set aside, and we got a laundry list of projects that back up those numbers. We had approved projects that support those allocations. Yep.
Any other questions? All right, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's approved.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, he's got a big book.
Yeah. All right. I'm up here usually a lot longer, and so since I only have one item, I thought we'd go through all of our projects first.
Not a good thought.
Brought the manual, so maybe later, since I'm holding everyone. So, actually, we would normally not have brought this forward, but this is a project we closed in June, right around the board meeting, so we weren't able to get it on the June board meeting. And so we want to get paid. These guys want to get paid before September, so we brought it forward with this meeting since we're having it. This is Western Specialty Contractors. This was the envelope project for the News Journal Center, sealing the exterior of the building, all the seams, the windows, waterproofing the exterior of the building and repainting the building. We are looking for the final payment to them for $50,161, and we need a board approval to do that, close the project out.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? It is approved.
All right. I'll bring this next time.
Yeah. All right. We will. We could have comments, but it's been a quick meeting. Anybody have any comments? It's my prerogative, so.
Just dead on to what you said, Bob. About
seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved, and we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.